Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk a little bit about laughter. Yeah, you know, everybody says, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Even when they have like cancer patients, you know, they want them to be light and laugh, and you know, and those types of things. And I think they realize the healing element of that. And you know, it takes less facial muscle to make you laugh and as it does to have anger in your face, you know, sadness. The muscles moving upwards and smiling are less of a stress on your face and less wear, you know. And of course, you know, when you're laughing, you know, you're always healing. Sometimes, you know, you got to add those other elements in there also. That is the way of life, you know, sadness, you know, and those types of things. But for the most part, you know, the Ojibwe people, they use a lot of humor in a lot of things that they do. And I've seen it time and time and time again, you know, and it's just incredible how everybody will make you laugh, you know, and the things they say and the things they do, the little things they find humor in even. It's just an incredible healing circle, you know, especially when you're around the people. And you laugh at the littlest things, you know, and even if it's your fry bread, you know, and your fry bread turns out like really terrible, you know, you make saucers or projectiles or whatever, you know, and people will laugh at that. And you know, if they sink, you know, and they stay sunken, oh my gosh, you know, it's just funny. And you know, it's good to be able to laugh at yourself. And I've known some good MCs, you know, that directed the laughter towards them, never hurt anybody, never, you know, talk bad about anybody, and just directed it all on themselves. And oh, funny. Oh, some of the good ones, you know, have passed on though. I used to hear that Ferlin Assiniboine, you know, and oh, that guy was funny. And he always directed it at himself. He didn't direct it at anybody else. He always made fun of himself, and oh, he was good at it. Make you laugh for 3 days, you know. Some of their corny jokes, you know, they laugh at. And Bob Majors, you know, has passed on now, and he was a great MC. They're both from Canada, by the way. But yeah, those are probably about the two best ones that I've heard, you know, and to make a crowd laugh, a bunch of people. And even, you know, if it's just in your own home, you know, and you're laughing at things, you know. I think everybody does it, but it's a healing element. It's something that you absolutely need in your life, you know, whether good times or bad times are coming in, you know. Always good to look at the funny side of it too, you know. It's just a way of life, you know. Indian humor, holy, there's nothing I can say. There's not a lot I can say about it other than it's just downright funny, You know, a lot of it doesn't hurt anybody. A lot of it, we just laugh at ourselves, and that's just the way it goes, you know. I see a lot of Facebook posts, you know, and I don't like using Facebook on these things, but, you know, you go on there and you, the difference between what all these natives are saying, you know, the Indian people are saying, compared to what everybody else is saying, if you go look on there, it's just funny, the things that they find the humor in, you know. And yeah, you know, I add that to my life a lot, and I try to keep things light. I don't try to add to the drama, you know. I think we have enough of that in this world. I think we could all use a little lightness, you know. A little humor in our life, something to, you know, mindless. I like that word, mindless, you know, because you got to let your brain rest a little bit, you know, and you got to heal, and you heal through the laughter. And if you find that you can do these couple of things, you know, without having to worry about work or stress or, you know, or some drama-filled situation, you know, you just go be by yourself, and, you know, you don't have to think about things, you know, just humor yourself, and it's kind of like healing yourself, and then, you know, you recuperate, you know, let your brain rest a little bit, and you come back, and you deal with everything else around you again. So, you know, it's not, there's no magic to it, you know. There's no big, you know, parade about it, you know. All you got to do is just go handle yourself. And you handle yourself with some laughter. Handle yourself with the humor that you, you know, you think about somebody that makes you smile, makes you laugh or something you did, you know. Something you both said, something you shared together. You know, and you know, you'll find yourself healing. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, it's about healing with your own laughter, your own humor, your own life. And it's a good reflection. It's a good reflection on yourself, too. So, yeah. Well, okay, well, thanks again for tuning on in to Ojibwe Way of Life. And we'll see you again next week. How miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.